I can tell you exactly where the fuck it all went south. That dumb bitch Belinda and her comically over-exaggerated sneezes. Sneaking around in town absolutely swarming with Zeds, and she lets out this ear-splitting sneeze. Doesn't even think she did anything wrong. Took angry stares from the rest of the team to make her realize what a shitstorm she just brewed up for us all. One look out the window was all I needed to know that this crew was done. They started moving furniture to block windows and doors. Not me. This wouldn't be the first time I never saw a team again. I quietly clambered out of a window on the shady side of the house. Once the gunfire erupted, I started to make my way back towards the edge of town. I was surprised by two Zeds behind a burned-out ambulance. Why hadn't they been drawn towards the rapid strings of gunfire? Dunno. I could have easily dealt with them, but making a ruckus of my own would have just drawn more toward me at that point. And blades aren't really my thing. Too easy to get bit. I figured I could just outpace them, but I committed a goddamn rookie mistake. I'd been keeping an eye on the devil I knew and could handle, and not on what pack of devils might be lurking around the next corner. I backed past the edge of a building and immediately knew it was a mistake. There was a horde of at least 50 of the fuckers, already inbound to those sorry sons of bitches trapped in the house. Except these were my problem now. No more reason for subtlety. Click. Falato. I cut loose, going for the easier center of mass shots that are only slightly less effective than one to the dome. But still, for every 10 I put down, another group of five or more joined from some alley or some building. This was looking bad. Real bad. Ran the rifle dry. Still had at least 30 plus closing in. I switched to my Glock, but only three mags. No time for precision. I still had to make every round count. I think I got the herd to less than two dozen, but was well in my last mag. Couldn't fight anymore. My only option left was flight, no matter the risk. I turned and sprinted for it. My fucking luck. Another rookie mistake. Was I actively trying to get myself killed? 5 paces in, I actually bothered to look where I was going. An alley. No side exits and a fence at the end. No problem. I figured I could be over that fence and fuck! Razor wire. Death. Sure, maybe I could have sliced myself to ribbons and made it over. Even if afterwards I got out of town by some miracle, all I had to look forward to was a slow death from infection or tetanus. I jogged to a stop and pulled my mag. One round left, plus one in the chamber. With a sigh, I put my pistol under my chin. Better than being eaten alive, right? I wish I could say that it had been fun, but hold on. I noticed there were only two women in the whole group. My mind seized on a wild idea. I shot the first, an elderly black woman. Last round. This was crazy. But then, I'd always been an all-or-nothing kind of gal. I put down the blonde bimbo with half a face. Pistol was empty now. Just me, them, and a few million years of male instinct. This was so insane. It might just fucking work. I unslung the rifle. Dime a dozen. Tossed it. I holstered the pistol, however. We'd been through a lot together. Next up, my tank top, immediately followed by my sports bra. If I had learned one thing during my time on this earth, it's that for men, sex beats everything. Work, sleep, eating. I was betting my life on that last bit. These things bleed when you shoot or cut them, so I assumed the equipment should still work. I was gonna find out in a few seconds. Already I'd noticed a difference, however. Their pace had slowed. Their guttural growls had lost their savage edge and taken on an absurd, quizzical tone. I tried to work the crowd a little. Come on, fellas. Who wants some of this? And how about you, baby? I'll suck you so hard you'll remember what it was like to be alive. I targeted the closest, a one-armed McDonald's clerk, dead less than a month from the look of it. Not too bad, considering. Some of those fuckers were in bad shape, though. I figured I'd cross that bridge when I got to it. I started working his belt and had it undone in 3 seconds flat. I confess I've had a lot of practice in getting him open from this side. His hand only grabbed my left breast. Typical. I had his pants down in a flash, and thank the Lord, his soldier was standing at attention. I sank to my knees. It was time to put my money where my mouth was. Or is that the other way around? There wasn't any more time for thinking. I had to act fast. Fast, fast, fast. Next group could be right around the corner. Hell, I wasn't even sure what would happen once I finished this fellow off, but I had a hunch. I just hoped there wasn't a gay guy in the crowd. Now they were surrounding me, their hands reaching out. Not to tear or kill, to grope and rub. Instead of meat on a platter for a horde of undead cannibals, I was essentially a stripper at a frat party. Not sure which is worse off, honestly. Pants were coming off. Cocks were getting hard. My God. Were some of them jerking off? I thank my lucky stars the bukkake had been alone long enough to enter the male cultural consciousness. This was going to make my job so much easier. I sucked and slurped, my head bopping at a frantic pace. I took two others, one in each hand, started to pump. I saw more hovering over me in my peripheral, stroking. McD was close. I could feel what was left of his musculature tensing up. This was going to be the moment of truth. I brought my hand back to finish him. I'm not normally shy about swallowing, but... well, fucking zombies, man. And with a loud and distinctly human-like moan, he came hard. I guess it had been a while for him. And then he took a few steps to the side and tumbled to the ground. Oh my God, it had worked. He was spent and obviously hadn't slept a wink since his death. Now he was out like a light. The more things change, the more they stay the same. I couldn't really dwell on the little victory. He was immediately replaced by another. One down and something like 20 more to go. I'm not sure how long I was there. Sometimes it felt like hours. Other times, like just a few minutes. All I know is that I worked that group like no other had been worked before. And they could add a new chapter to the Kama fucking Sutra with the techniques I invented on the fly. I could personally handle 4 at a time with some fast handwork. I even think I remember at one point, an armpit. Others were actually taking care of themselves. My head was a blur that would have impressed the hell out of a woodpecker. My fists were pumping fast enough to put John Henry and the steam engine to shame. I was soon covered head to toe with disgusting zombie spunk, but not a single drop in my mouth. At last, I came out of my trance and there was a pile of Zeds in a circle all around me. All were exhausted, unconscious. I looked back towards the alley entrance, already planning my escape, and holy fuck. Boss fight. He was the last man standing. My gods, what a man. I don't know what he was before. Probably a pro wrestler of some sort. At least 6.5 feet tall. Built and hung like a fucking horse. He was obviously wise to the program, judging by his state. And I swear on a stack of Bibles he was grinning. Bastard. Okay. I took a deep breath and wiped my face as clean as I could. I figured some goading might get this over with a little quicker, so I hit him with, "Come on, bad boy. Bring that thing. Let me drain those big blue balls." He grunted in response. I continued. I'm gonna fuck that cock with my throat till you're lying here with the rest of these sorry sacks of shit. Now get over here and get that dick in my face. That did it. He ran. Ran! The brute grabbed two fistfuls of hair and plunged into my open and eager mouth. Nah, let me tell you. I was the goddamn deep throat queen of Delta Sigma Lambda back in the day, but I never had to contend with anything like this. Took as much of him as I could. My hands stroked the rest. I'd been tired, but a new adrenaline dump had me working that beast like a machine. He thrust hard and deep, and found a gag reflex I thought I'd lost. It was a real challenge. Even got my tits in on the action. At long last, I could tell he was getting close, but there was a problem. He had me hard by the hair, and he was pumping like a runaway freight train now. And I really, really didn't want to have to go through all that, only to get infected this way. I tried to pull back, push away, but he was just too strong, too determined. I braced myself for what came next. It was like somebody turned on a goddamn fire hose. Fuck! My mouth flooded. He kept coming. My cheeks were swelling. He kept coming. Oh god, Matt, swallow. But with a single spasmodic thrust, my fight was lost. He gagged me again. I choked, sputtered, swallowed. At last he released me and I yanked my head back. It felt like half a gallon of cum erupted from my mouth. I coughed and wheezed, dizzy. Big boy hit the ground with a thud that I felt through the pavement. Quickly I jammed my hand as far down my throat as I could, just barely able to force myself to vomit. I felt sick, but not for what just had happened. I felt sick for now what I feared would happen in about a day's time. Was I infected? Well, it was a moot point unless I got out of there. I gathered my things quickly, quietly, snuck out of town, much more cautiously now. I noted that there was no more gunfire back in the direction of the house. They were likely all dead. I never saw any of them again at any rate. Fucking Belinda. And so, some days later, not a single symptom had shown. I'll be damned if I didn't blow my way through 2 dozen strong zombie horde and live to tell about it. That tactic always remained my ace in the hole, and I had to use it on 2 more occasions, but never on such a scale. You know, I was damn tempted to head back into town later and try to capture that big one, but reason won out over lust in the end. And now I always keep my eye out for that next big thing.